Hello and welcome to this episode of the Lehigh Valley with Love podcast. Today, we're talking with Dave Bergio, the co-founder of Trifecta Credit Solutions in Allentown. Dave and his team work with consumers, business owners, and real estate investors on credit positioning, lender readiness, business funding, access to capital, all that fun stuff. We started talking originally because we wanted to talk about some credit education that could bring some value to the audience here. And in this type of economy, we feel like what better time to talk a little bit about credit readiness as people apply for a loan, buy a home, start a business, or try to clean up their credit. So, Dave, first of all, thanks for joining us. And how are things going?
Going great, George. Thank you. Thank you for having me. It's pretty awesome, man. So I appreciate the time and just here to educate people pretty much on going from credit to capital.
Yeah. Well, let's start with it first. How did you get involved in this type of business?
Yeah, it's a little crazy because my original background, I grew up in the food and beverage industry. My dad owned the Dunkin' Donuts for 22 years. I worked in a pizzeria for almost 18. And out of that, I had my own place. But what really kind of got me into it was curiosity when I was a kid. Parents divorced. My mom and dad, they haven't been together probably since I was seven to nine years old. Nine, they finally got divorced. But I always used to hear them complain. And did you lose me for a second?
You're there. We're good.
All right, cool. But no, I always used to hear them complain, right? So, you know, my mom holding it down in the house we lived in, but she didn't make a lot of money, complaining that even if she sold it, her credit wasn't good to move somewhere else. It's the early 90s. Like, I don't know what this is. I'm not even 10 years old.
Right.
Yeah. My dad, he started having some success in his business, you know, almost 10 years in. Really started blossoming through there, but he still lived in an apartment building that he owned on the first floor, one bedroom apartment. And it's always like, why do you still live here? And I used to hear him complain. It's, hey, you know, I have no credit. Like my credit stinks. The divorce beat me down. And I have nowhere to go. So that always stuck with me. And when I turned 18, you know, first thing you get back in the day, they started giving you credit card offers like crazy. Well, I took it. I built it. I used to take a high school girlfriend out all the time, pay it in full. Fast forward, bought my first house when I was 20 years old, financed my first car when I was 21 years old. Fast forward even more, was part of the negative side of 2008. So, like a lot of us, right? So the reason I say that is because I've been on both sides. I understand what the good side is, and I understand what the bad side is. The bad side actually made a lot of mistakes that I thought were the right things to do, clawing out of that. 2016, I took a course locally that kind of changed everything and really put my perspective in it. And it just said, a lot of people don't really understand what this is about. So started off as a side hustle, 2017, just helping local mortgage lenders close more deals. It was always my thing, like partnering up, putting out like results. And then in 2020, at the height of COVID, my partners and I, we got this crazy idea of going full bore into this thing from our basements. And that kind of opened the other opportunity, that whole moniker, credit to capital, from 2020 until today. You know, from starting in our basements, we have our facility right on Hamilton Boulevard, right by Dorney Park. And that's it in a nutshell, man, from something almost 35, 40 years ago, all the way until today.
Yeah. We'll get into some of the stuff that you do, but you know, I think we've all sort of been there. Nobody has perfect credit. I know that it can be, some people don't want to talk about it. It can be shame. We all make mistakes, right? But what are some of the like mistakes that you see people making over and over again that you can just be like, hey, at least stop doing this?
Yeah, I think really the most simplistic thing, and also the one that hurts you the most, is just pay your stuff on time, right? Mm-hmm. Especially even if it's the minimum. I think a lot of people don't utilize the tools that are out there today. You know, I told you obviously the backstory of when I got my credit card in my first house. Well, internet billing, actually the internet was still coming up at that time. You know, you're talking 99 to 2001. Mm-hmm. So today, now you have every tool accessible. You have apps, you have online banking, right? You don't have to write a check, throw in an envelope, put a stamp on it and send it out. So I think make sure you set all your bills, especially credit card bills, even if it's the minimum, on auto pay, and just don't be late. I mean, it's 35% of your credit score. Plus, you're at that point, you have one late payment, you're pretty much not lendable no matter how good your score is for at least 6 months. You got to make at least six consecutive payments. Some lenders could be 12. So you could be 6 months to a year out if you're late on anything.
Yeah. I mean, and that can still be tough, but it is one of those things where just doing some of the small things adds up, right? Same thing with bad things. If you're not paying on time over and over again, that's going to add up negatively. So, you know, a lot of people think about credit kind of only when they need something or they're going to buy a house or they're going to buy a car. That's the only time they're kind of thinking about their credit. Should we be doing it all the time more holistically? How do you approach that?
Yeah, I mean, let's be real. I mean, credit's not sexy. You know, it's not something people really think about. And you're right, 100% right. I'm not the guy you come to first. It's unfortunately always when you do need something. You know, I joke about this when I speak at events or training people. It's hey, you don't wake up one day and you're like, you know, I'm going to fix my credit or, you know, I think I'm just going to take a look at my credit today. That just seems like the fun thing to do. It's always, no, I want to go buy a new home. No, I want to start a business. Nah, you know what? I'm looking for a new car. And then all of a sudden the dequal comes through and it's like, oh man, I didn't know I was in this disposition. Mm-hmm. But I think again, going back to the tools that we have, I mean, there's so many tools today, Experian with their own app. I mean, TransUnion even starting to come through with their own app. Equifax has their own app. There's tons of different credit monitoring platforms out there. I think just having awareness is the key to it. You know, and it's not something you have to check all the time, but, you know, I would be aware of it. Make sure you look at it every 30 to 60 days or just have an alert on it to check it. Because let's be honest, on the flip side, identity theft can happen too. And you can get alerted in real time. Hey, this new account was opened or hey, decline for this account. It's like, well, I didn't apply for that. So I think, again, just utilizing the tools that are available, you know, at your disposal.
Yeah, I can't remember exactly when, which is horrible. It was one of those Experian, something happened. So they gave me this free monitoring and it has been helpful if something pops up just to that's be awesome. Like, oh, well, I take a look at that. I watched some of your other interviews and read some stuff. You've said people focus too much on removing negative items sometime. And not enough on building the positive side of the credit profile. What does that mean? Can you talk a little bit about that?
So one of the reasons why I got into the industry, I started seeing a lot of, even back then, even 10 years ago, you started seeing a lot of bad information, a lot of false information back there. This industry is geared on removal. Everybody thinks that just removing negative items, removing this or getting this updated is going to all of a sudden make you have perfect credit. And that's not true at all, right? So imagine this. And this happened actually when I started 10 years ago with one of the first people I ever worked with. So imagine this, if you have no credit at all, if you haven't had anything built and you got a pile of old medical debt or some old account that was charged off years ago. And then all of a sudden, and fortunately, they were all wiped away, right? Mm-hmm. Now you have no credit and you're still not lendable. So if you pulled a report, it would say NA, you have no information. So you still have to build a strong foundation. And one of the reasons I say that too is 2/3 is going to be positive credit and 1/3 is negative credit. You can still get approved for mortgage. You can still get approved for an auto loan. You can still have some negative items on there. Now, obviously, there's certain criteria that goes along with it. But even if you have something negative on there, that doesn't automatically assume you're out. And credit, right. Credit removal is based on three things: verification and validity of the account, right? Can they verify that it's you? Is everything on that accurate? So does everything line up with each other? Does this date or this balance line up with Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion? And then what's the date? Is it outdated? Pretty much every negative account has a 7-year window, unless it's a bank year judgment, Chapter 7 bankruptcy, that you're talking 10 years, judgments 10 years, that will fall off, okay? So you're not going to get everything removed, but then what's the solid side? Well, if a lender looks at you, okay, well, you have at least 5 accounts, you got 3 credit cards, you got an auto loan, and you already have a mortgage. That's pretty strong. That's pretty responsible. You have no utilization. And even with a negative account here, it's been charged off, you know, less than $1,000 or something like that, maybe a medical bill for another 500. You're still in a pretty strong position. most lenders, I'm not going to say all, but most lenders, depending on what you're looking for, will say, okay, that's a pretty solid profile. Oh, the dates on that, oh, they were 3-4 years ago. Oh, okay. Well, we can work with that. So that's why a lot of people come in, and you can still get declined anyway. If you have a 750 credit score, even with no negatives, but you have one credit card, I promise you, you're more than likely going to get declined for that. You do not have a strong enough profile.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, and that's why it's, you go to somebody like you to wade through some of this stuff. If there are people who are probably, you know, overwhelmed or embarrassed by some of these issues, besides talking to someone like you, you know, what are some of the first things that they can do if they feel like they're in a spot that they're like, I don't know what the next step is?
Well, number one, I mean, you know, keep it basic, you know, pull a credit report, you know, that's the most important thing. Again, there's everywhere, it's straight to the bureaus, annualcreditreport.com. We use a platform called Smart Credit. You know, awareness. Number two, if you don't understand, yes, you could do research on it. Sure. If you want to go down that
road. ChatGPT, right?
Well, yeah, you got to be careful of it because it will just be.
No, I know. Yeah.
Right? So, sure. Make sure you know where you're getting information. If you go to YouTube University, make sure you verify that person, because I'm telling you, there's more bad out there than good.
Well, yeah, like let's stop one quick second, because like there are other credit places that are, you know, they seem a little fly by night. Like, hey, sure, we're going to clean up your credit overnight and all that sort of stuff. You know, what's the difference between you and them? Really?
Well, I'm going to tell you the truth, you know, and
yeah,
that's it. Somebody came to me not too long ago, said, hey, all these people, it was something that we had on Facebook, and I've talked to all these other people, and I get conflicting information. This is going to get removed in a week. I'm going to have this in 30 days. Like, what do you do? I said, listen, if that's the case, this is a journey. It didn't take you 30 days to get here, right? So what makes you think it's going to take you 30 days to get out? And mm-hmm. I said, if you have that attitude, you know, I can't work with you. You know, and I think people are looking for honesty and leadership, and that goes with everything, including this industry. It's no, listen, you're going to be here for a specific period of time. Can I give you that answer? No, because every profile is different. Mm-hmm. If you want to know who I am, I'm not hard to look up. You can find me on social media. You can Google my company. That's the crazy thing. Most of these companies, you can't even find a Google profile or anything.
Right. Yeah.
You know, so and that's it. And I've been doing it for a decade, right? A lot of people that do it for a short amount of time, they're here and they're gone tomorrow. And the other thing I'll tell people too is, you don't need me. You know, just as in with everything else, like it's almost like I'll push you away and then they come back, right? Because this is the truth. Mm-hmm. You don't need me, just like anything else. You could do your own taxes, right? You could change your brakes in your car. You could change your own oil if you want.
I could do my own roof that just got fixed last week. I could.
Yeah, 100%.
It happened.
Yeah. And it's just painting transparency. You know, that's the most important thing. A lot of people respect that and looking for it. And some people are like, nah, it's not good enough. I need the quick way. Okay. Well, commit fraud. What do you want me to tell you?
Yeah, I like it. You know, at least you're being upfront, but no, it does. Like, if it's too good to be true, more often than not, it is. And like you said, it you got into the situation a certain way. You might need to roll your sleeves up a little bit to get out of it. You know, well, I want to talk a little bit, because this is interesting to me. What is kind of I'm a small business owner, sure. Very small, but what's the difference between like personal credit and, you know, business credit for a small business like me? Because I do some of my stuff on like personal cards. I don't really have a business credit card. Should I get one of those?
Yeah, we got to talk after this.
We should talk.
We got to fix that. A lot of people, again, the marketing, social media, right? You got a lot of stuff out there. Oh, you have the business and this and that. You get EIN only funding. There's more false to that than truth. There is a little bit of truth to that, but a lot more falsity. But business credit and personal credit, they typically go hand in hand. Mm-hmm. Yes, business does have a credit profile. Yes, you should get business credit cards. Are you going to apply for, you know, like an equipment loan strictly on the business and keep your personal credit away? Absolutely not. That's not how that's going to work. The risk assessment today with most banks, especially with how bad default rates are, how high credit card debt is, they want to know who's writing the checks anyway. They want to verify your identity, right? So even that alone,
sure, yeah.
You know, okay, so you got your EIN number for your business. Great. Well, what's your social security number? Why is your score 550? No, we can't. Like, it's not going to happen. But is there a business credit side? Yes. Is there a personal credit side? Yes. Should you do both in some manner? Yes. But I think going in for most businesses, have your personal credit very good going in, because they're going to look at that. And then business credit, if there is an issue, that can relatively be fixed. A lot of people don't understand on the business credit side, there's no regulation to business credit, right? Like there is on personal credit. You have the Fair Credit Reporting Act for personal credit. Business credit's kind of like the Wild West. There's no regulatory anything for business. Like, just say, George, if I want to look up Lehigh Valley with Love, right? Like, as a business entity, I could call my buddy. I'm not going to name his name, over at Credit Safe. He's got some ends at Dun & Bradstreet. I can look you up without your authorization. I can see your credit. Oh, no. Yeah, I can see like what your Paydex score is, all that stuff. Because the good thing is, I don't think that's a bad thing either. Because say you have like some type of venture capital that wants to buy you out, right? It's like, oh, you got awesome business credit score. You've done vendor accounts over here. Oh man, you have like millions in trade lines that you've done over the past decade. That's amazing. So there's good things to it. Business credit's a lot more forgiving than personal credit. But again, not to get too sideways here. Yeah, they're both important for different reasons.
Yeah, we're definitely gonna have to talk. I need a new drone or something. I can always find something to, but no, it's important to, especially for a small business. I try to keep things as tight as possible, you know, just to keep everything safe. So we're not overextending ourselves, but obviously there are times when you need to make big purchases, you know, and you need to spend money to make money. I think we all know that. So, this has been pretty interesting and we could probably talk for a long time about this, but I want to have you now kind of pitch, I know you do real estate stuff as well, we had mentioned earlier, but can you kind of talk to someone who would be a potential client? Who are some of the people who could reach out to you, and how do they find more information about Trifecta Credit Solutions?
Yeah, simple. I mean, you can go right to trifectacreditsolutions.com. You can Google us. You can reach me directly. Dave@trifectacreditsolutions.com is my email. You can reach me directly on my office line. I will throw that out there.
All right, here's something.
Yeah, 610-646-5727. That's direct to me. You know, whether me or somebody on the team answers that as well. You will get a response within the same day. Simple, you know, Trifecta Credit Solutions, where we help individuals, business owners, and operators and investors go from credit to capital. I mean, ideal people. I mean, anybody, you know, credit seems that's always on the shift because people don't look at it first. But at the end of the day, you still need good credit for some type of capital. You even need good credit in the private real estate space that we do. But a lot of things that we do on the individual basis, you know, it could be something simple as people going for an FHA loan or even a refinance, or helping mortgage lenders close more deals or dequals that they can't close. You know, so from that side, on the business side, any new business, a lot of new businesses kind of get the shaft today. It's hard for them to get funding because typically you need 2 years of tax returns and 6 months of bank statements. Well, if you're a startup, you're not going to have 2 years of tax returns. Right. So there's that on the creative finance side of helping them get started. Existing businesses. All right. Well, you need a line of credit to scale up. Okay. Well, let's take a look. Let's see what you got. Let's see in our marketplace what we can get for you. Cause something might not happen here with some of the local banks. The big guys forget about it, or even some of the credit unions. Maybe we can find Ma and Pa Bank in Des Moines, Iowa. Right. And help you with that. We have a lot of resources at our disposal. The real estate side, a lot of new people coming in. Again, creative finance. I can show you how to tie business funding with the private real estate side, helping new investors come in almost 100% leverage, but not 100% in the same spot. So you're divvying that up a little bit, but helping existing lenders on that private side, it does a couple things. Number one, you're doing soft credit checks. Number two, it's all based on the asset value. And then number three, speed to close. Typically appraisals and going to the title table or going to the closing table, we could typically get that stuff done in 21 days. Usually, as long as everything pans out, sometimes quicker, sometimes a little longer.
All right. Well, Dave, I appreciate your time today. This has actually been pretty interesting. And I know that there's a lot of people who, you know, this might not be the thing that they're talking about on social media all the time, but we're thinking about it. We're dealing with it in our daily lives. So it's important to know that there are resources out there. You know, if you're feeling a little bit overwhelmed or if you just have questions, you can reach out to Dave and his team at trifectacreditsolutions.com. Just Google him, like you said, or give him a call on his cell phone if you want. But Dave, it's a pleasure. Thank you for coming on.
Thanks for having me, George. Appreciate it. Thank you so much.